Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you enjoyable little raspberries. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to...
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions the kids ask.
And then we listen back to the recordings and cut out all the bits where we accidentally messed up or couldn't think of anything funny to say. And basically try to make ourselves sound a lot funnier and more clever than we actually are.
And then we put on a few amusing sound effects.
And that's showbiz. Right, who have we got this week, Carrie?
Well, Andy, this week we were talking to Macaulay, Kira and Ina. They needed help with some very important subjects indeed, such as when the world will end.
Fascinating.
Why dinosaurs became extinct.
Intriguing.
And why don't dogs poo in the toilet?
Revolting.
I know, right? Roll the tape, whatever that means! We have some small guests who know nothing.
Absolutely zilch.
I think probably nothing.
I think less than nothing.
Less than wow.
No. How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, it's going to be that
How
sort.
How dare you?
It's going to be that sort of children.
Excellent.
Right, who have we got then? Let's have your names, please, sir.
Macaulay.
And how
Kira,
old are you?
8.
Wow.
Who else we got?
Kira, and I'm 9.
Wow.
Ina, and I'm 8.
Wow!
The size of an acorn.
We were also very, very happy to have back with us in the studio our old friend,
Anthony Plum.
Anthony Plum.
Anthony
Hi.
Plum's here.
Yeah.
Hello, Anthony. Do you want to say hello? No?
Well, he's a bit shy.
Yeah, he's a bit shy.
Well, but we might, you know, we might be having a chat with Anthony Plum later on. Anyway, for the time being, we're delighted to have with us Macaulay, Kira and Ina. So, are you ready to challenge the greatest brains in the universe?
The cleverest people who ever been lived and stuff.
Let's see, who's going to start off? Ina, have you got the first question for us?
Yes.
Question one!
When we're hungry, why can't we just eat ourselves?
Right, when we're hungry, why can't we just eat ourselves? There are three answers for this. Which one do you want? First one, second one, or the third one?
First.
The first answer, right.
That's the best answer.
It's the only one
I've got. Only downhill from the first answer.
Well, the astounding answer is... we can. I actually used to have 6 or 7 arms, but, you know, I like to snap. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever eaten any parts of yourself, Carrie?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, no, I've got... I now have no toes.
Yeah, I know.
Because
that.
I go to the cinema a lot.
Yeah.
And I find popcorn too expensive.
What would you eat of yourself if you got hungry? What part of yourself?
My saliva, because it's like water.
Your saliva, because it's like water. Good answer. What would you eat?
My saliva also.
Your saliva also. Okay.
I think you just drink your saliva to, you know, wash down something else.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd have a nice snack on your own hair and then wash it down with the saliva. Do you know what I mean? Because then you've got a nice square meal.
I would eat my saliva because... It doesn't have any bones, and bones are disgusting because it has a lot of blood on it, and I don't like blood.
Tell that to a dog. They'll tell you bones are delicious.
Yeah, dogs. Yeah. All around the world. Dogs.
Sorry.
Don't eat bones.
This is a public service announcement to dogs. Dogs, don't eat bones, you rotters.
You're going to need to give them that information a little bit more high-pitched.
I tried eating my shoe.
There you go.
There you go.
In my mouth.
Was it a bit chewy?
No, it didn't work. I put my trainers in my mouth. Kira saw me.
Yeah. Did she? Is that true, Kira? Can you verify that? What? Hold on. You looked round and you saw Ina putting her trainers in her mouth. Yeah. Can we hear more about this, please? How did you feel at that moment, Kira?
I felt disgusted because I don't know why you would eat your chewing gum.
Do you not eat any part of yourself? Do you not eat bogies?
Yeah. No.
Really?
I bite my nails, though.
There you go. So you do. Is that when you're hungry?
When I'm in school, because I get bored.
Well, that's as maybe, but can we just go back to the trainer story, please? Why were you eating your trainer again?
Oh, yeah.
Because I got really hungry and all there is in the playground is water and I...
It's just a playground. All there is in the playground is water. It's not the open ocean. It's a playground. There's not just water. You could have tried eating one of the climbing frames.
Yeah.
Or one of the other children, come to think of
or
it.
Or a football.
Or a teacher.
Teacher.
Just have a little nibble.
Yeah.
Just say we're not... Actually, footballs would be quite a good idea because we're not allowed to play football in the morning.
So confiscate it, eat it, job done. So,
but you went for your trainer.
So do they not feed you at school or at home?
Yes, they do, but...
But not trainers.
It's not very good.
No, because they don't cook the food.
Who does, like,
what do they do with it then?
So once my friend,
potatoes.
Yeah, my friend called Eloise. She got a raw bit of meat and she went up to the person and said, "Oh, sorry, you didn't cook this." And they said, "Oh, well, you have to still eat it."
Well, can I just say, right? I thought these were three perfectly normal, well-adjusted children, but they seem to be going to some weird survival school where the kids eat raw meat and they're eating their own shoes. So I think
it's your. School run by
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls and Ray Mears.
And Clark's the shoe company. Yeah,
no. Maybe. They could be in disguise.
Well, anyone could be in disguise. I could be in disguise.
You could be in disguise.
I've come disguised today, actually.
You wouldn't even know it.
I've come disguised as Andy Stanton.
Take your mask
off. Do you know who I actually am? I'm Cary Quinlan.
Look at that. You'll never guess who I am.
You look exactly... You look nothing like him, and he looks nothing like you.
Yeah.
You look the same.
Yeah.
The power of disguise. Question two.
How come dinosaurs became extinct but mammals didn't?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Now, everybody knows that the mammals were around just before the dinosaurs, having a party, enjoying their fun. Which mammals were the original mammals? Does anyone know that? It was the mice.
The microbears.
It was the microbears and it was the jellyfish with the original three mammals.
Yeah.
They were around for ages. They were having a party.
They were having a lovely old time.
There was about nine of them all
together,
the three of each. So it was a very underpopulated planet. The world was
so much space.
The world was
so much space to run around in and they were tiny. So that made it, like, comparatively, even more space to run around in. It was brilliant.
The world was their oyster, except oysters hadn't even existed yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, one day they're lording it up, sitting, basking in the sun. One of the micromice says to one of the jellyfish, "Oh, it's great being a mammal, because that's what we both are. No one else is here to spoil our fun." Guess what happens? Diplodocus pops his head out of a hole in the ground.
Boom, dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Bang.
He says, "Oh, sorry, mate. Our turn now."
Yeah, we're massive.
Yeah.
We take up loads of room.
The micro bear says, "Oh, no, who are you then? What are you?"
I'm having a little walk.
There's nothing little about you,
and
pal.
I can't even see where you are. And
I'd like to say, one of your toenails is bigger than my entire body. I'm a micro bear.
Well, I have to keep them that long so that when I eat my toes, when I don't want to buy expensive popcorn, I can be full up.
Why is your neck so long, stupid?
All the better to see you with.
Oh, okay. Why is your tail so long, stupid?
Right, my tail is so long, horse pants.
Yeah, because right. How do you know what a horse is? There's no horses.
Yeah, exactly, because I've just invented them because that's what my tail is for. It invents horses.
I've just met you, dinosaurs, and I already hate you. I'm a micro bear.
Well, that's extremely rude, and I'm going to step on you because I'm enormous and you're tiny.
I'm eating mice.
You eat mice?
I like eating mice.
Do you? Oh. Are you a Diplodocus by any chance?
No, it's
Are you sure?
My mum's Finnish and my dad's Swedish, and in both of them, sweet corn means mice. I mean, mice means sweet corn.
Oh.
Right.
And once,
beans means hinds and
mice means
mice
sweet,
means sweet
corn.
Once when there was sweet corn for school dinners, I just came back from Finland that day. I said to the school dinner lady, "Can I have some mice, please, when there was sweet corn. And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, I mean sweet corn, not mice.
Also, she probably saw you eating your trainer in the playground earlier. Yeah. So she would have believed it.
That was in the infants, but now I'm in year four.
Anyway, let's get back to the history. So
the Diplodocus
versus the microbear. Now, remember, the microbear is 1 inch tall. The Diplodocus, about 1,000 feet tall.
At least.
But what's the microbear got on his side? Speed. And he's got a gum. All right, put him up, Diplodocus.
I don't have to put him up. Well, hang on, what's that?
It's a gun, mate.
What's a gun?
Well, you'll find out. If you take one step closer.
I'm a dinosaur. I don't need a gun. I've got a long tail.
Oh, I'm glad you think that, Diply.
That's inventing horses.
Do you mind if I call you Diply for short? Well, come on then, Diply. Diplodocus takes one step closer to the microbear, which is a massive step, by the way, almost as long as England.
Actually overshoots and goes straight past the bear.
Falls into the sea. Guess what he's done? Tickled to death by a jellyfish.
Extinct.
So, what was the question again?
So the mammals win.
Yep, that's what happens. Diplodocus got ahead of himself, thought he could defeat a microbear, tickled to death by a jellyfish.
Boom.
Answered your question?
Yeah.
Of course it has. Do you know why? Science.
Science.
Yes, science.
Science.
Yes. David Attenborough told me that out of his very own mouth, that story.
Exactly. What? Why do you think?
Maybe because they all eaten themselves.
Oh,
yes!
Yeah.
That's why mammals learn, in general, not to eat themselves.
Do you know what size trainer a Diplodocus takes?
No.
Size 7. Very small feet.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people don't know this about Diplodocuses as well, right? But they have a button on their back. And guess what happens if you press the button?
What?
Headlights come out of their eyes. And that's why they went extinct, because their batteries ran down. That's the second theory.
Yeah, that's the second theory.
Who's got another theory about why the dinosaurs died out?
Because they I don't know.
That's a good theory.
I don't know that it's going to be the most popular of theories, but it's worth a go. Macaulay, have you got a theory?
I have.
Yeah. Oh, come on then.
I predict that the dinosaurs managed to swim in the ocean and they transformed into fish.
Whoa.
Darwin.
Is that what the Loch Ness Monster is?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh.
Big old fishy dinosaur.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah. No. Wait, no.
You haven't? Well, you're only young.
We saw a fake one.
There's time.
We saw a fake one after we went to Snakes and Ladders.
Yeah. Well, that's no good, is it? A fake one? What's the point in that?
You can see a fake anything.
Yeah, I mean, I could show you a fake hat. Did you know?
Every time you breathe, 1 million tiny little rabbis are pushed out of your mouth and go floating away on the breeze. If you've got a big mouth, it's even more than that. If you try to catch them in a net, you can't because they're crafty.
It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you sniff.
And we want you to send us your Christmassy questions.
For a special Christmassy episode of
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
So if you've ever wondered why tangerines are orange,
whether wrapping paper can think,
or why Santa's teeth are so horrid,
then we're the elves to ask.
Email your questions to us at askthenincompoops@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet them to us at nincompoopspod.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know?
You can make apple shoes by putting an apple inside of each of your shoes. Hey presto, apple shoes.
Question three.
When will the world end?
About half past two.
OK, here's the question. If the world really was going to end at 2:30 today, which is
in about three and a half hours.
Yeah, 3.5 hours. What would you do? You've got 3.5 hours and that's it. What would you do?
Hug my mum and dad.
Oh,
that's nice. But that would they hug you back? Or would they go, oh, no, I'm busy. I've got stuff to do.
I would hug my mum and then start playing Minecraft and Roblox.
So about 3 seconds hug and then about 3 hours, 29 minutes and 57 seconds.
Yeah. Roblox. Would you be in the hug thinking, when can I stop the hug?
Even while you were like hugging your mum, would you still be playing Minecraft with one hand? Because you don't want to waste any time.
Would you be playing Minecraft behind her back?
I'd be hugging her at the same time. And then in one hand, I'd be playing Minecraft on my Nintendo Switch.
Right.
On the other hand, I would take my phone and then I'd play Roblox.
So, I think your priorities are spot on.
Can we just establish that with the last minutes of your life, you would still have at least one eye on Minecraft.
Yeah. Now, Kira, who would you be hugging for the last 3 hours and what game would you be playing behind their back?
I would be...
The options have narrowed down.
I would be hugging Kira.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Oh. So we're having one massive hug, one giant game of Minecraft, but Kira might have other plans. Kira might say, with my last 3.5 hours, I might want to go over to France and, I don't know, look at an ape. I mean, in a zoo.
I would probably want to look after my gerbils and play some Minecraft with Ina.
Minecraft? What would you...
And definitely becomes friends on Minecraft because we're going to be friends after this podcast because we're having a sleepover.
Oh. Are you having a sleepover today?
Yeah.
Well, you're not because the world's going to end at half past two.
Yeah, you better have it. You better have it now. Quickly, fall asleep, everybody. Fall asleep. Yeah. Fall asleep. Wake up. Wake up. Oh. Watch a movie and giggle. Watch a movie and giggle. Eat too much sugar. Eat too much sugar. Make your parents shout at you from downstairs. Oi, keep it down!
Yeah, Kira's mum shout. It's after midnight. Go to bed.
Now pretend to be quiet for a minute.
She's looking at me
funny. But then start whispering to each other and giggling again. Watch another movie. Eat more sugar. Eat more sugar. Bounce off the walls. Brilliant. That's it. There you go. You've had your sleepover because you won't get a chance later on. No world.
Unfortunately.
It is unfortunate.
It is at least unfortunate.
When is the world going to end if it's not going to end at 2:30? Do you know the answer?
No.
Question four.
Ina, you're up.
Why don't dogs poo on the toilet?
Why do humans go to the toilet on the toilet?
Yeah.
Because they're not... They don't have a dog's brain.
Ah, so it's not the dogs who are weird, is it? It's the humans who are weird. Mm. We invented toilets. Why did we invent toilets? Shall I tell you the amazing truth?
No.
Fine.
I told you.
We'll just leave it for another week.
Yeah. I think if someone followed me around picking up my poo, I probably wouldn't bother going to the toilet either.
Yeah.
I'd just poo wherever I wanted because someone's going to pick it up, aren't they?
I think they're just thinking, why should we try harder?
Yeah.
Let's just go where we like.
Yeah, that idiot's going to get an inside-out bag.
That would be strange.
And pick it up, would it?
Me and my friend, Florence again.
We're hearing a lot about Florence. We should have Florence in 1 week.
Basically, when they play games, they're always saying they live in the sewers in a poo house, and they're always saying, hey, do you want to eat some maggots with some poo on it?
Everyone needs a hobby.
No, maggots and poo. It's our homemade soup.
I caught a dog's poo once.
Right, can you tell us more, please?
Yeah. So.
or less. It's the choice is yours.
My mum and I were around her friend's house, and the friend had a very expensive old carpet, and we had a very cheap old dog who got a bit confused and went to do a poo on the carpet, and I panicked. And I used to be a wicketkeeper when I played cricket, so I squatted down and caught the poo on its way out so it didn't mess up the expensive carpet.
Wow, you've just won the dirtiest trophy of all time.
It's grim.
Here's a question for you, right?
I've got my number.
How many poos do you think you've done in your life?
I've done about 1,000.
Do you think? All right, and how old are you?
What was your best one?
I've definitely done more. Well, you might not know. I might store
them
up.
You've done 10,000.
He stores them up, and then he only poos at weekends on his birthday.
It's even worse than that, Carrie. I'm storing it all up for one massive one at the end.
Really?
Yeah, where they can keep me. basically, just as I'm about to die, I'm actually going to let it all go, everything that I've been keeping in, and then I'm going to blast off into space with it and get to another planet that I heard about where they can keep you alive forever. That's my plan, to live infinitely.
Is that what Let It Go from Frozen is about?
Yes.
No. And no, that's you have very to keep
can't hold it in
very,
anymore.
You have very to much keep what that song's about.
Yeah. Until it's Carrie's birthday, and then you have to put it all your poo into a box, and then you wrap the box, and then you put it on. You open it on top of Carrie's head, and then it goes onto Carrie's head.
Ah, now you say that would be a good idea, but that's what my mum got me last year, so I've already got one.
Okay, I think that answers the question.
I think that does
tremendously.
Comprehensively.
Question 5.
Is Medusa a reptile or a mammal?
Medusa is actually a type of jelly bean. Do you know what happened? This is in ancient Greek times, right? There was a bloke who came along. He was called Pericles. He had the face of a horse, the legs of
Heard
a horse,
of
the tail of a horse.
Seen him.
And the body of a horse.
The body of a horse. It was a horse called Pericles. And he came along, right? And what do horses love? Sugar, right? He met a bloke called Hercules, right? They had a fight to try and get the last bit of sugar. Pericles won. He got the sugar off Hercules, put it in a plant pot, watered it, put the sun on it. Soon, what grew? An evil jelly bean. One day, a snake came along and got in the jelly bean's head. The snake laid an egg in the jelly bean's face, right?
Yeah.
Over the years and the decades, the egg slowly hatched.
Yeah, slowly. And a little wing popped out.
Yeah.
And the little wing flapped.
Yeah. Just to recap, the snake egg in the jelly bean's face opened and a wing came out.
And a wing came out. And Hercules, who was a bit bored by this point, he heard the flappy wing and he came to investigate, at which point he fell in the egg.
Yeah, because the egg was now the size of a house. So for the next 1,000 years, Hercules sat in his house getting frustrated.
Oh,
there's hardly any room to move in here.
Snake egg!
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to eat my own bogeys.
About 1,000 years after that, he turned into a fossil.
Yep.
Right? Scientists came along in the 1900s, dug him up. Medusa! Medusa was free!
So, in answer to your question, Medusa...
is a fossil.
Is a fossil, is a fossil snake egg,
jelly
mammal,
bean.
Wing, Hercules.
Jelly bean. Hello.
So she's an egg.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. Do you know Medusa's favourite style of trousers?
Nope.
Corduroys.
I can't say this.
Go on, what is it?
It
Why
would
not?
Offend us. Children.
Would it? I think you need to say it. We can always cut it out.
You can't say that into a microphone. You can't say, I can't say this into a microphone.
Children are dumber than adults.
Sorry, what? Children are dumber than adults? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they really are.
That's what we've been trying to tell everybody this entire series.
Well, there you have it. Children are dumber than adults. I always knew it.
But it's nice to finally have definitive proof.
Exactly. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I've been Professor Carrie Quinlan, 2-time Nobel Prize winner for my important work in investigating how unintelligent children are.
And I've been Dr. Andy Stanton, 3-time Nobel Prize winner for my groundbreaking work in lying around in bed all day and watching rubbish on TV instead of getting on with improving my life.
And you've been listening to...
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
Ask the Nincompoops was produced by Sam Day and is a Great Big Owl production.
Bye!
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do,
Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.